For WJBC's Farm to Table segment, on the phone with us right now is Kent Blunier. Kent, how you doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Hey, nice to have you. Tell us where you are farming at and a little bit about your background.
Sure. I'm in Forest, Illinois, not too far from Bloomington Normal there. And I'm a fourth generation farmer. We have some corn, beans, and we raise pigs here on the farm as well.
Now, did you go to ISU?
I did not.
Oh, where'd you go?
I went to U of I for a while and Parkland for a while.
All right, sounds good. We're talking about Farm Hats. Now, I think I've heard of this group before. It's a Facebook group started back in May of 2015. Tell me about Farm Hats.
That's correct. Farm Hats is a Facebook group. It's an open group. Just a little over a year ago, I was in the tractor cab, and we use social media for a lot of different things. I realized that a lot of my friends, even that I went to high school with, didn't know what farmers did on a daily basis, and so I created this. It's a group for farmers to take a selfie, which is a farmer selfie, of what they're doing today. And we use the name Hats because literally and figuratively, farmers wear a bunch of different hats every day. From, you know, I raise hogs, so I could be a veterinarian in the morning and could be an accountant and different jobs that you do. Plus, every company that you deal with as a farmer gives you a free hat, hoping that you'll wear that as kind of a rolling free billboard there. So
I call it swag, Kent. We go to these farm shows and we try to get the bags and then we try to fill them up with as much free stuff as we can.
Yep, I've heard ag swag before.
Ag swag, I like that. So where did the idea come from to have these selfies, or I guess you call them felfies?
Yes, felfies for farmer selfie. I don't know where exactly it was. I read an article about the different hats the farmers wear, and it just seemed that that was something that we could kind of tie that together with. So,
what's your favorite hat?
Boy, I'm a red guy, so I have a lot of Case IH hats that are probably what I'd consider my favorite.
I have a feeling you're a Cardinal fan then.
I also am, yes.
Yes, all right, we got it, we got it. I'm so happy to finally have a farmer and a Cardinal fan all in one.
Sure.
So it's on social media, it's a Facebook page. How do you find the page on Facebook?
Sure, in your search bar, you just type in Farm Hats, two separate words. And like I said, it's an open group. Because of the number of our membership now, we're having to change things just a little bit, so it does require an admin, but anybody can request to join, and we'll kick you into the group here in just a little bit.
Is there a lot of conversation about which combine to use, which planter to use, those sorts of things?
There's a lot of guys that have their opinions out there, and you know, if you look through some of the discussion on them, there's guys that are vocal about what they think is best about theirs. I haven't seen any knockdown, drag out fights. Everybody just kind of talks about what they have.
Now, if you don't wear a hat in the felfie, are you kicked out of the group?
You are not.
Okay.
Nope.
Just wanted to check.
We've seen people use the hashtag no hat. So.
Sorry, I forgot my hat today. Well, after a while, when the hair falls out, you got to have a hat on.
That's part of the reason I wear mine every day.
Protects you from the sun. Let's talk about the growth of this site, though, because I do remember this from last year, people talking about this. How many members do you have of the website?
Just over 4,400 right now.
4,400? How many different countries?
I think it's 12. I would have to go back and check that again, but we have a pretty good group of people from Australia that post quite a bit, and that gives a really neat perspective. I was messaging with a guy who was at 2 o'clock in the morning trying to finish up a field in Australia while it was the middle of the day back here and I was working on a field. So
hang on. I'm just trying to find the site right now. I'm trying to bring it up here and
sure.
To get a look. But it's really grown, and the reach, and I think that question may have covered it, but the reach, you're going all the way down under.
Mm-hmm.
And is it just kind of word of mouth spread?
Yeah, for the most part it has been. We've done a few little I don't know what you call them, sales for some different shirts and hats and things like that. So I guess that still qualifies as word of mouth. You talk about what hat somebody's wearing or the logo on their shirt.
Well, yeah, and you know, farmers, they all have the same issues, you know, so this is a great place to come together. And it's not like farmersonly.com, though, I hope.
No, not to this point. We have had a couple of weddings on the page, but nobody's met on the page yet that I know of.
I love it. I love it. So look up Farm Hats on Facebook. This is such a neat idea. You'll be getting a request from me later today. How does Ag in the Classroom come into this conversation?
Sure. Within the first couple of days, I honestly was hoping for 200 to 300 people on the page over however long it was running. And we had 200 people in the first 24 hours. Within the first week, I had people messaging me saying, hey, you've got to do something with a hat or a shirt, or we need something from this. So we decided to use Booster, which is an online screen printing service, and they help out charities and things like that. And we used the Booster to make some shirts and sell those, and all the proceeds from that went to Ag in the Classroom. More specifically, we bring a group of classrooms from Chicago to our farm and to Cougar's Family Farmstead every year, and those buses got more expensive, so we tried to use that for a way to raise some money to bring the buses down.
Well, that's fantastic. That's a good use of it. I did type in farm hats. The first thing that comes up is one of the members of your site with a message to the group saying, cutest passenger ever, and it's a farmer and his daughter both wearing farm hats.
I just saw that. Yep, right there up the road in Pontiac, Illinois.
Absolutely. Well, this is a great idea, and I'm going to have to get out my collection and see all the hats that I've gotten over the years and see which is the coolest there. Are they usually, you know, black or red or basics, or do some of them get kind of crazy?
No, you've got just about everything if you scroll through and look. And people have gotten out their classic trucker hats that Grandpa used to wear and put on every once in a while. And so,
anybody ever wear a straw hat?
I think we've seen a couple of those. A lot of guys that are out mowing the yard throw those on real quick to help protect themselves.
That's right. This is a safety thing. But in case people didn't understand, they're called Felfies, F-E-L-F-I-E-S. And it is Farm Hats. You can find it on Facebook. And Kent Blunier, boy, you ought to be making some sort of profit off this thing.
Well, you know, people have told me that. But what we've done the whole time along is donate all the proceeds. Everything is going to Ag in the Classroom. You know, we've done, for some of the different FFA auctions, we've put together packages of hats and shirts, and I don't look to make any money off of it anytime soon, but anywhere we can help ag education is kind of my goal with it.
Sounds great, and I appreciate having you on. Kent Blunier, how's planting season? I know it's wrapped up, but how are the crops doing right now?
Well, we look relatively good in our area. You don't have to travel too far to see that it's pretty rough, though. We could use some rain.
Is it going to be knee-high by the 4th of July?
We've surpassed that in my area already.
Yep. All right. Fantastic. Kent Blunier, thank you so much for being on Farm to Table today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.